WeWork's new chairman outlines turnaround plan, aiming for profitability by 2021 by Forbes.
Marcelo Clore laid out WeWork's new strategic plan. Ricardo Savi, Getty Images for Concordia Summit Topline. A day after the company cut almost 20% of its workforce, WeWork's new chairman, Marcelo Clore, addressed employees at an all-staff meeting on Friday in which he outlined sweeping changes to the business as well as a path to positive earnings by 2021. In the meeting on Friday, Clore spoke about how WeWork needs to regain the public's trust and outlined his plans to get the embattled office-sharing startup back on track. Clore said the company is aiming to achieve profitability, based on adjusted EBITDA, by 2021 and have positive free cash flow by 2023. According to CNBC, for now, WeWork is still reporting huge losses. Marcelo Clore laid out WeWork's new strategic plan. Clore said the company is aiming to achieve profitability, based on adjusted EBITDA, by 2021 and have positive free cash flow by 2023. According to CNBC, for now, WeWork is still reporting huge losses, $1. Clore, who is also SoftBank's chief operating officer, is part of the management team being brought in by the Japanese conglomerate to stem WeWork's losses. Key background, Clore's outline for WeWork's new strategic plan comes a day after the company laid off 2,400 employees, or 19% of its workforce. Ricardo Savi, Getty Images for Concordia Summit Topline. A day after the company cut almost 20% of its workforce, WeWork's new chairman, Marcelo Clore, addressed employees at an all-staff meeting on Friday in which he outlined sweeping changes.